Every year I visit the Isle of Skye in Scotland for 2 weeks of adventure and photography. Join me as I explore the island, looking at wondrous waterfalls, massive mountains, sumptuous seascapes and creepy castles. Coming up on Tales from the Magic Box. Hello everybody, welcome back to the show. Episode 3, I want to say. Yeah, what have I done? Waterfalls? Beach? Yeah, episode 3. Hang on. You're buried in my coat, you can't hear a damn thing. There we go. Episode 3. And it's Thursday. So the week is progressing. It's a rubbish day today. It's a white sky, fairly bright, overcast. The weather is not being predictable at all. It's not doing anything it should be doing. But hopefully this weekend I'm going to get some good sunrises so I can go to some good places on the coast. Get down to the sea. But today, because it's so grey and cold and dull, I've decided to come somewhere I've wanted to come for a number of years and never found the time or had the right conditions, and I've come to the woods. I've come to Loch Einort. I think that's how you pronounce it, Einort. And I'm going to do a woodland walk through the woods and see what I can see. Apparently there's some ruined crofts and other tasty delights on one of the trails. I should have worn my walking boots really, but I don't want them to get wet because I need them for the store. So I've got my sandals on. I'll be fine, they're good sandals. It's not a very difficult route. And I've done bigger walks in sandals, so I'll be fine. Yeah. So hopefully I'll see some eagles. Maybe a couple of wee waterfalls. I know, I told you there's going to be a lot of waterfalls this holiday. But first, I'm going to try and tick something off that I've been meaning to recapture for a number of years, because I have been here before. But it was a very, very long time ago before I'd started making this show. I came here once with the Bronica. That must be 15 or 17. I can't remember. But it's been a while. And on the beach down here, or on the shore, is a tractor. A really nice rusty old tractor. And I did get it with the Bronica, but of course that was not the greatest image in the world, so I'm going to try and get it again with the strange finder. It's just a rubbish day really. There's not a good thing about this weather. It's just cold and grey. Which is why I've come here, because I kind of don't need any sky in woodland. Shots under cover of the trees. It can just be dark and moody. And if it rains, I'm under the trees, so I should be okay. I've brought the strange finder, obviously. I've still got 5 shots left on the panner, so I'm looking at some very long exposures today. Brought the Holger. I'm on shot 7 of 16, so I've got a few left there. Hopefully I'll get some nice creepy dark pine forest shots. I've got the OM10. I did max out my roll yesterday, so I was a bit worried, because those last few pictures I talked about, I actually had a few left and I kept winding and the frame counter restarted, so I thought that the film hadn't spooled, but when I rewound it, it actually had. so it was fine. So yeah, I've got the Home 10 and I've got loaded in it a film I've never really shot before. I have once, but a long time ago, and it's not a very good effect. Ilford XP2, the C41 black and white film, which I've heard lots of good things about but never tried, and it was part of the experiment but I never got around to it. So we'll have to see how that does. 400 speed, but on a day like today with that circular polarizer, hopefully that'll give me some good decent shutter speeds for some nice water, cascading water, and then I can come out and use it out here where it's bright and I'll get some decent. I've got both lenses today. I've got the 200 lens, even though it's probably not the best lens to use. But I brought it. What else have I got? I feel like I've got something else. I don't think I do. Oh, I've got that little point and shoot panoramic camera, which is always good fun. Yeah. Very quiet down here. It's not a very well known location. There's not much here really. The popular entrance to the Glenbrittle Forest, which is where I'm walking, is on the other side of the hill at Glenbrittle. So people usually go there, but I kind of prefer this quieter, more secluded bay. Last time I came here, I got completely lost, and I drove down this road that I'm walking on now, and parked. I think I parked outside someone's house, which wasn't very good. Oh my goodness, this person's got bear statues. They're quite scary. Oh, it's got a fish. Oh, that's horrendous. Yes, and there is kind of a walk down the coast there. I know there's an abandoned Croft village over the mountain there, but I'm not going there today. There's also a derelict church with some interesting inscriptions and stonework inside, but I don't think you should be visiting there either. Some dogs. Yeah, I'm off to this tractor. If it's still there. I guess it's still there. It's been a number of years since I've been, so it's possible that it's moved. But I doubt it. I just hope it's... Because last time it was completely uncovered. It was just... I can see one of the waterfalls. It was just, you know, open and on its own in the middle of this field. It was really good. But I had the Branica and it was just a bit, you know. But we'll see. We'll see if I can see it. I can see the old church, but that's a long way to walk. I'm not going that far. What was I saying? I'm sure I was saying something. XP2. You know, I said all that. Oh well. Right, I'm gonna walk. It took me about 10-15 minutes to get there yet. So I'll come back to you when I'm there.
If you've got any comments, questions or suggestions, you can email the show at talesfromthemagicbox@outlook.com. You can also find us on Instagram at talesfromthemagicboxpodcast. I also now have a zine available on Amazon. It's the Strange Finder zine, and it's the best images from the first 3 years of using the camera. It's £12, and it is available as print on demand, so you can just order one or 10 or 100. That link for that is in the show description. Anyway, back to the adventure.
Right. It's here. I found it. I'm glad I didn't bring Dan for his sign. Says dogs may be shot. He's too tired anyway. Flipping poor little dog. Could barely move yesterday. Right. So. Yeah, it's still here. Looking pretty good. Right. It's one of those things where I feel like I'm breaking into him, but I'm not, because it's all access all the time. Ugh. I'll close the gate though. Alright, so yeah, this tractor, there's a bit more stuff around it than there was last time I was here, but it's glorious. It's in really good nick. I mean, it's not, it's old and rusty, but considering it's been here presumably for maybe 40 years or so, it still looks really good. There's still signs on the engine, there's loads of details there. The one up near my cottage is a derelict wreck. There's basically just the chassis left, there's nothing. So to see this one looking as good as it is great. What I'm going to do actually is just, I don't think it's going to rain any time in the next minute or two. I'm just going to dump my bag. I'm just going to have a look down at the shore because the tide's right in, so I can't go down on the beach. But I can definitely just have a little look. I didn't realise how far it was from the junction to get here. I'm going to have another half an hour walk to get back to the car now. And then I've got to walk up through the woods. Fucking heck. Yeah, last time I came, the tide was right out. Right out. It was I could walk all along the beach there. Yeah. There's not much down here really. I mean, last time I did walk to that church and I could see I kind of walked around the headland a little bit, but I didn't stick to a path because I couldn't find it. I just kind of walked and hoped for the best. I mean, I suppose on a good day, evening time, there's some interesting foregrounds here, but there's nothing really. Nothing I would point to as a focal point. I mean, last time I was here, there's a bit of a bit of land jutting out there into the lock, and it's a sea lock, so it does connect to the sea out further down. But that bit of jutting out land has a house on it. No one lives there. It's just the fishermen use it, and there was a big boat there, and I spent a long time photographing that big boat, and it looked marvellous. So that was last time I was here, but that was, gosh, that was a number of years ago. Wind's picking up and I feel like the rain's coming in a little bit. I remember this log here. I photographed this log because I remember I was listening to a Sunny 16 podcast at the time. Yeah, weird. Anyway, I'm going to photograph this tractor. The tractor. Shame. I mean, I've got the Holger. I could do a Holger shot, but I don't have any colour in the strange finder. But, you know, it's probably best that it's black and white. Yeah, there's definitely... definitely wind picking up. It's been really windy. Yesterday it got quite windy. The day after we arrived it was very windy. I mean, scarily windy. And I don't mind. I just want light. It's because I come on the worst 2 weeks of the year. The day we get here is always beautiful light. The day we leave is always good light. Except 1 year when it rained. 1 year we came up and it just rained the whole 2 weeks. It was awful. And we had one day where it didn't rain. We didn't go anywhere or do anything. Just rain. Right, I'm limited to my options because there's only so many things I can put in the background of this. And from the other side, oh, it is actually quite interesting from the other side, but I'd have to put, yeah, there's trees and stuff. Looking that way, there's the woods, the forest, I should say. It's starting to rain. Looking that way, there's some nice trees. But just looking from here, this is probably the best angle. There's trees in the background. I'm going to shoot it from really low down, and I'm going to be quite close. So I'm not doing anything too exciting, but I might shoot a couple of frames on this. Definitely worth it. So, strange finder. It's a landscape shot, definitely. Definitely a landscape shot. There's an O-ring. Where have you come from? You've come off the bottom of the tripod. I can see where you've come from. Where are you coming off? This tripod is so janky. I'm going to put the camera right here. I'm going to point it kind of up. This is going to be so cool. Okay, let's just make sure it's sort of level. So I've got the wheel, the front wheel right at the front of the frame. All the mechanics and gears and stuff are right there. Oh. Light meter. Oh, I should tell you about yesterday, shouldn't I? I didn't record them. No, I told you about it in the image review. Never mind. So, 9 is the darkest point. 12, 14. The sky's going to be very bright, but 12 is okay. So we're looking at 30 seconds. It's pretty good. I'm looking forward to seeing how this Pan F comes out. I've used it obviously in other cameras, but I am looking forward to seeing how it, what kind of detail I'm able to get. Right, 30 seconds then. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. 30. Those were some long seconds. Right, frame 5. I don't know what's happened to this camera, but the last few rolls I've had out of it haven't fat rolled at all. I mean, it's good, I'm not complaining. It's just weird that it suddenly started to happen. I'm going to shoot another one from a bit further away and a bit of a higher vantage point. I'm still going to do it landscape. And then I'm going to get the Holger out. I might even do a couple of detail shots with the OM10. I'm really looking at making photographic, lots of bits of a place rather than just one picture of a place. I want lots of other things, because when I'm somewhere, there's lots of details that I like, you know? And it's a shame that I never really get to see. Like with this, the two main pictures would be these two, and then I could have little bits of some of the engine details, and then a nice colour one. It'd just be nice to have other, like, four or five pictures of one place rather than just one. Because this tractor's fantastic. I could photograph this every year. Right, I'm going to go 30 seconds again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. My bag was in the way at the start of that shoot, which was not good. So I've done two of this thing now. I feel like I've walked all this way. I should do another. And I've got tons of film, so I don't need to worry about running out of film. I just need to think about what composition. If I'm going to do one more, do I do it front on? Do I kind of come more towards the back? It's just a big wheel, really. That's the only problem there. It'd be kind of interesting to do one looking down on it with the... Yeah, but the problem is there's just not any decent backgrounds, really. It's very cool, though. And I don't really want to start getting people's houses in the background. That's just strange. Look, let's just play around with something else for a bit and see what... Let's see what I can do with the Holger. So we're looking again at a 50th of a second. So I can do that handheld, which is good. Frame, am I on frame 7? I'm gonna go 3-man on this. Let's put it on a 50th. Keep turning my hat around to do this. So I have to hold it on its side to do landscape, but the problem is I can't really get far enough away. Maybe if I get a bit lower down, that'll do. Yeah, that's better. That's good. Now I'm going to do one from the back. I'll just hide all my stuff behind this, behind the tractor. What a cool little thing. I'm so glad I found it again. Oh, I'm so glad it's still here and I knew where it was. I'm just so glad I could come back and re-photograph it. Now, I don't mind getting a house in the background on this one. I wonder if I could put it... Yeah, it's a bit daft putting it inside the wheel. I'll put it inside the arch. Cool. Yeah. Right. Oh. Let's break out that OM10 with this lovely. I don't need the polarizer on for this. It's good, this polarizer, but I don't think I've been looking after it very well. It's been very poorly handled. So I'm going to do f5.6. I want a nice. No, I'll do 3.5. I'll do it wide open. I want a nice shallow depth of field on this one. So there's a very cool filter here. Oh, people are here. Yes, people are here. I love this little engine detail here, so I'm gonna. It's a shame I haven't got colour really. I debated putting some colour in, but ended up not doing it. I can go macro. That might be quite cool. Yeah, that is cool. I wonder if I could subframe something in the steering wheel. There is a house over there. If I photograph it through the steering wheel, that would look really good. Yeah, if I focus on the house. I'll have to go to F8 though. Yeah. Let's try and exclude as much of the sky as possible. These people are faffing about in this car parking area. Don't think they can quite decide what they're doing with themselves. Right, I've shot a bunch of frames of this tractor now. Let's just do one more. Let's move my bags out of the way first. Let's do one more nice wide angle. And then van moves off to the woods. Looks like the clouds are clearing up there, I don't believe it. You see, I've already got that shot. I kind of don't want it again. I want to do one behind. Let's come around here and look the other way. Stepping in sheep poo. Even wide, it's difficult to get it all in. Okay. There we go. Right, that's me done. At the tractor. Whew. So, the plan now, those people just disappeared. Came and then went. The plan now is that I'm going to walk back to the car and then up into the woods. And see what I can see, and hopefully, you know, when the weather starts to play ball a bit more, I'll be able to go and actually experience the coast and the mountains. I would have gone to the mountains today, but you just can't see them. You can't see them at all. They're just not. They're just covered in mist. So I'll let you know when I get there, and I'll let you know what I'm going to do. So I've been walking for a little minute or two, maybe about 15 minutes, and there's not much here. I think it's like a 5 mile round trip, and what I'm thinking is, well, I'll probably do the full round. But I just stopped then to take a picture of, there was a little gap in the trees, a little bit of water running through, wasn't super clear, but there was a bit of light coming through, so there was some excellent, interesting looking textures and little bits of light, and it said 2 seconds, but the Holger shutter that I have doesn't do bulb or timed mode. It broke. It does all the other speeds fine, so I gave it 2 lots of 1 second, which maybe worked, I don't know. John Blakemore does something similar, or did something similar. Not obviously not the same thing, but using a double exposure. I just, because I had it on the tripod, it shouldn't have moved, but I hope it didn't move. I had a couple of dogs following me around not long ago, but they've gone home now, so I'm on my own again. There was a bit of a cabin, a shed really, up in the trees, but it looked like it was in someone's garden, and I didn't fancy loitering around looking like a creep. So I'm going to keep walking. The waterfalls are all back that way, but I'm going to go and try and find this croft. This abandoned croft. It's a bit of a ways out. I don't know whether I'll get there. This is why I probably won't walk the full way around, because getting to this croft is a bit of a pickle. But we'll see. I'll let you know. Okay, I've decided to turn back because the walk is a lot longer than I thought. There's nothing here. To get to the abandoned cottage croft, I'd need to walk twice the distance I've already walked, and I've not got the right stuff for that. I've not got enough water for that. I've not got enough stuff. I was not really expecting to go that far. I really just wanted to poodle about in the woods a bit and see some waterfalls, so I'm going to go and do that. Besides, the weather's starting to turn. It's rain's picking up. And yeah, I will go back and get that croft at some point, but to be honest, this year, there's easier abandoned buildings to get to that are closer. So the thing I came for is the tractor, and I got that. I'm happy with that. So now I'm going to go back on this ridiculously long, boring road and get those waterfalls, because that's the other thing I came for. And one of the waterfalls is really humongous, so I'm looking forward to getting near that one. Just another mile back to the car, that's all, through endless trees. Tide's gone out though, I was impressed. In between the time it's taken me from photographing the tractor to walking here, the tide has gone right out. Wonderful. Couldn't quite believe it myself. But yeah, there you go. So I'm going to walk back. If I see anything on the way, I'll of course grab it. But I'm kind of, it's weird. It's, I'm here in this woodland on the sky, and I could get this at home. I can go up onto the moors and get woods like this. Maybe not this big, maybe not with the views of the mountains, but I can definitely get woods like this at home. I think the thing that I need to be concentrating on here is the sea, the coast, the cliffs, the mountains. They're things that I don't get at home. Mountains, I kind of do. Not this big, obviously. But I kind of do. But coast, no. Coast is the thing. The sea is the thing that I don't have. So I think the rest of the... apart from maybe that giant ass waterfall, which I want to go back to, possibly. The thing I need to be focusing on for the remainder of my holiday is the sea. But I just need some light. I need some light. That's what I need. Anyway, miniature rant over. I'm really annoyed as well because I didn't bring any music to listen to. Charged my earphones specifically. Forgot to bring them. Anyway, that's my rant over. Hopefully the mile back will be quicker than the mile coming. I'll let you know when I'm at a waterfall. Well, this turned out to be a bit of a bust. There is no access to the waterfall. I'm at the only place now. I've gone way off the trail. I am terra incognita. And there's not a waterfall, there's just a little trickle. So, no waterfall today, I'm afraid. Shame. I mean, there is, I can hear one, there's just no way to get to it, which is a shame, because from the road down there it looked absolutely magnificent. The only problem is, from the road, the only way to see it is behind someone's house, and I ain't doing that. So I'm going to cut my losses. I got some excellent photography of the tractor, which is something I've been looking for a long time. But the woods is not the right place. And I couldn't have gone anywhere else really, because the light was just pants. But the woods was definitely not the right place. So it's 10 to 12 now. I'm going to head back, have some dinner, and then if it brightens up, I might go out somewhere this afternoon, but I doubt it because I've been running around like a lunatic for the past couple of days and I need a bit of R&R. Yeah, shame really. There was a composition on the way down that I saw, which I'll get on the way back though. Some three trees. And there's a bit of something here, but I don't know whether it's all that interesting. Or if it's even going to be visible. No, it's okay, I could get it. It's worth the shot. But first, I need to go ahead and get all these tiny little ticks off. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. I'll see you for the image review from Loch Einot. Thank you.
This is going to be a very, very short image review because there was nothing there at Lochinot. There was absolutely nothing there. It was dreadful. I don't think I've got any images. The hologram images didn't come out very well. Nothing really worked. The only picture I've got of any merit was, once again, the Strange Finder, which pulled through beautifully. Gorgeous picture of the tractor, loads of cool details, perfect. That's it. Strange Finder won again. Beat all of the cameras, which, well, it wasn't really the camera's fault. It was a location. But the Holger didn't do very well, I have to admit. It didn't do very well. So, Strange Finder wins, I know. But it was rubbish, there was nothing there. Maybe if I walked along the path a bit further, but I wasn't prepared for that. I was looking for waterfalls and there weren't any. I suppose what I need to do is walk on the path and get up on the tops, and then I can get some better views and things. Or actually plan to go there and make more of a day of it. But it was rubbish, there wasn't much there. And I was covered in ticks, and it wasn't good. So yes, I shall probably not go there for a bit. But that's it. Image review is very short because there was nothing there. So I'll see you for the next one.
You have been listening to Tales from the Magic Box. Me and Dante would like to say a massive thank you to Mike Gutterman for lending us some of his music for this show. It really means a lot to us, and it adds a whole other dimension to what would have been a pretty dull podcast otherwise. Also, thank you to Kevin McLeod for his wonderful opening music, and thank you to all you guys for listening. What do you think, Dante? Okay, I'll see you guys for the next one. Bye.